This podcast is proud to be part of the TalkSport Fan Network. TalkSport. Powered by fans.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
The TalkSport Fan Network is proudly supported by McDelivery, bringing you the food you love. McDelivery brings a top-tier lineup of food right to your door. No matter the result, you'll always be winning with McDelivery. So the only thing left to say is, you in? Order now on the McDonald's app and you can also get rewards points delivered too. So that ordering today means some tasty rewards for tomorrow. Only via the app at participating restaurants, 18 plus rewards registration required, points only on menu items, delivery fee and terms apply. See mcdonalds.com.
So yeah, we've just come out of Villa Park and it's just me and Chris the gaffer today. Paul is Professor
Jamaica.
Paul, Dr. Paul is over in sunny Jamaica. Mate, you know, how do you assess that?
I thought for half an hour it was brilliant to watch. I absolutely thoroughly enjoyed it. You know, I thought we were great. They didn't know what to do with us, did we? If we'd have had some strikers on the pitch, I think we'd have been a couple of goals up. And then we missed a city, didn't we? But I've come out of that match today not despondent whatsoever. I thought we did ourselves justice, and without any strikers, I just thought, you know, we did play really well. And, you know, they're probably 2-0. Probably was about right for them, wasn't it, really, in the end?
It was, actually. And, you know, I mean, I think it was a 4-3-2-1. I think it was like a diamond formation because... It was three at the back, not four at the back. It was like a 3-4-2-1. Is that right? 3-4.
Well, I mean, Semedo, first off, was getting down that right. Some of the balls he was receiving from the back, some of the passing, and Tommy Doyle and Kilman's passing. It's brilliant to watch, wasn't it? You know, and if we just needed somebody in the middle to put him in.
Interestingly, Kilman started in the middle, not Santiago Bueno today. Did you notice?
Yeah, that's good. Well, he's a footballer, isn't he? So he reads the game better, I think, and Santiago's probably better marking somebody.
Yeah. I mean, that's how they started. I mean, I've got to say, we're going in, we got... what's the guy's name? Chiwomi up front, number 84. Young lad, he came on and started in place of Fraser. You've got Lamina and Sarabia starting just behind them. You've got your middle with Gomez and Doyle. And I thought for the first 30 minutes, you know, I'd come on here if you're a Villa fan, but I thought we were the better side for
absolutely
30 minutes.
I agree, yeah, they were. And Joe Gomez, how many balls did he nick?
That's what he does.
He tackles fairly. He's got to be the best tackler in the Premier League, isn't he?
That's why his value is going up, yeah. And he was great for Brazil in the week. You know, at 30 minutes, I thought we were really good in control. I think at one point we had something like 68% possession, six shots. They'd not even had a shot. And then I think it's 35 minutes.
It wasn't even a foul.
For the free kick?
Yeah, wasn't a foul. I thought Paul Tini was absolutely useless again. I mean, that guy, he's just come back from a suspension, hasn't he? And he kept giving so many decisions the wrong way. And some of the bookings he didn't give, honestly, I can't believe he gets away with it.
Frustrating. But to be fair, when the free kick was given, I thought we switched off. There was a player free on the left-hand side. We didn't track the runner. Yeah. He crosses the ball. Okay, Tommy Doyle gets a foot on it to try and stop the cross, and it falls into plenty of space, and it's a good finish. Saw nearly managed to get his hand on it, but it's a really good finish from distance and from 1-0, and then from there on it's going to be difficult.
Yeah, and then we come out the second half. First 10 minutes, great. Really pressing them high, making mistakes. Villa were, you know, they didn't know what to do with this, did they? If we had just got a goal in, even Doherty, you know, in the 85th minute, he had a free header, 2-1 with 15 minutes to go, because they give us 9 minutes injury time, didn't they? 2-1, they'd have been rocking here, wouldn't they? They'd have been biting their fingernails.
We've seen it happen before, haven't we?
We have. Yeah, 80 minutes, 2-0 and 1-3-2. But we haven't got the strikers on the pitch today. And I'm not surprised. I come here with a bit of trepidation, I think. And 2-0 I'm pretty happy with, really.
Well, to be honest, I mean, I don't think any Wolves fan comes with much expectation today. Villa, let's face it, they're having a fantastic season. They've been brilliant at home. OK, they've had a little bit of a wobble. You know, I know they've got a couple of injuries out themselves, but not to the depth that we've got. And they've got a bigger squad. You know, they're pushing for Champions League. They're not pushing for Champions League because they're a bad side. They're a really, really good side. And we were really, really depleted. And to you know, first 30 minutes to dominate them like what we did away from home here was really impressive. And, you know, we have to give... There's a lot of character in this side. We've got, like, a bench full of academy kids. You know, you've got an academy kid starting up front, an academy kid coming on to replace him. We've got nothing up front, really. And, you know, the producer was saying, you know, I just can't see us scoring. We had that real golden opportunity from Aitnori where the ball slopped to him. They've got a very, very good key for Martinez. He comes out, but really, if that goes in, it changes the complexion.
It's his reaction, wasn't it? And, you know, as you say, he made a great save, but that goes in. It's a different game, isn't it?
What did you think of the Villa crowd today?
Very quiet. I mean, the whole team. Was there anybody there? I don't think I heard him once.
I thought I was, you know, I'm not trying to be disrespectful to Villa fans here, but maybe it's because Wolves, you know, do tend to have a bit of a bogey team for Villa. I think we'd not lost in six games. They haven't beaten us in the Premier League since 2003, 20 years. Really? Can you believe it? Yeah. No. Seven games. Right, maybe there's a little bit of nervous because of what's happened in the past. I thought they were very loud when the goals went in and just after the goals and when they were just nearly home. But so I was a bit disappointed overall with that. I'm not trying to be disrespectful to Villa fans in this. Maybe you come on and say, but like maybe it was a bit of nerves.
I think if we'd have had our three boys on, Kuna, Neto and Wang, we'd get something here today. Because, you know, the rest of the pitch we did okay, didn't we?
Absolutely. And if Doc puts that header in, it does make it a nervy finish. But what did you make of the second goal? Because I don't think it was a deflection, because like he just changed it. Ryan Aitnori bought him off down the left-hand side. And then, obviously, Hugo Bueno comes out. It was just after he come on. He floats the ball over. I think it's hit the inside of the post. It's across to the back post. It's hit the inside of the post and gone in and then bungled over into the back of the net.
I couldn't work out what happened at the time, actually.
Bit of a strange goal.
Yeah, I mean, Constance got the goal for that. I mean, he didn't mean it, did he?
And at 2-0, it's always going to be tough. I mean, we have seen us come back before, but our team forward play was a lot stronger. If we'd have got the second goal, back, it would have made it really interesting. I think there would have been a bit of panic as what happens, but we didn't. Fair play to Villa. You've had a fantastic season. Yeah. You've finally beat us. I know you're happy. And you haven't beaten a team for so long. You know, you've got to be happy about that. And they're milking it 2-0 up on our big day out. We've had a lot of big day outs here over the last 20 years in the Premier League, and we ain't lost. So you're due a win eventually, the law of averages. Yeah. But I do want to say congratulations on a great season. I've not got any problem with Villa or Villa fans or something like that. It's good to have Midland teams in the Premier League. Mate, your Fox at Chipley performance rating today?
I think I'll give them 7.5 out of 10. I thought everybody did their part. We just weren't good enough up front today, but everybody played well. And
you're Lee Moore Windows man of the match, and why?
I think it's a toss-up between Tommy Doyle and Joe Gomez again, but probably give it Tommy Doyle for his first half an hour. I thought he was excellent.
Yeah. Absolutely. I'm going to give my Fox at Chipley performance rating a 7. A lot of that is for the first 30 minutes. And, you know, you can't say they didn't put the effort in or didn't try or anything like that. They did. We just didn't have the depth that Villa's got. Their changes made a difference. We've got kids coming off the bench as well. Yeah. You know, and they saw the game out. My Lee Moore Windows man of the match, I'm just going to go with you with this one. I think Tommy Doyle had a good game. Again, I do like Tommy Doyle. He always looks for a forward pass. He's always very, very positive.
Fast thinking. He gets the ball and he's got it straight away, hasn't he? Made his mind up straight away.
Thought Semedo had another good game.
Yeah, he had a great game, especially first half. And it's just a shame we ain't got anybody he could cross the ball to.
I know. Ryan Aitnori as well, he's got so much skill, the young man. He's sometimes trying to do too much.
Yeah, I'd like to have seen him a bit higher up the pitch today, and I think he probably would have been, but I think he must have gone off with a strain or something. Because why would he have gone off otherwise? He wasn't playing badly.
Unless they're basically making sure that he's got energy for, because we have got a game. We've got three claret shirted teams in a row.
Yeah.
Because we've got Burnley on Tuesday, and then we've got West Ham. I mean, looking ahead to Burnley, how are you feeling about that? I mean, you know, it's a tough ask, isn't it?
Yeah, we don't seem to go there and do very well very often, do we? Burnley away.
Well, I'm just wondering.
Did they actually draw today at Chelsea in the end?
I think they drew 2-2, and they won before that.
With 10 men.
Is that right? You know, I mean, they're fighting, you know.
40 minutes, they had a guy sent off.
That's a fantastic result. They're fighting Burnley. They're going to be up for it. They're starting to have a little bit of form. It's going to be difficult for Wolves going there on Tuesday night. You know, I know it's Burnley, they're involved in 3, but, you know.
But I definitely owe West Ham one, don't we?
We do, and they...
We've been shocking away against them for the last 2 years, and... But we do always seem to do well at home, so...
Let's hope we do, because they gave up a 3-1 lead to Newcastle. Yeah. The Premier League is what it is. Do you still think that Europe's on, or do you think it's just going to be a little bit too much for us this year?
I think it's going to be too much now we've lost the strikers' capacity.
And we're not expecting Wang back for three weeks. Kuna didn't even get the squad again?
No, well, he's only just started running on the grass, hasn't he, so...
Well, he's been doing a bit more than that. Wang's on the grass 3 weeks, but Kuna's been taking part in training.
Perhaps he'll be on the bench later this week, I don't know.
They don't want to risk him, do they?
He might want to get 20 minutes or something, but...
Will we see Neto again?
Neto's gone for the season, I think, hasn't he?
Well, he might be back for the end of the season. He wants to get back for the Euros. Anyway, we've got a lot of injuries. I mean, Dawson again didn't make it. It's finished here 2-0 to Aston Villa. Fair play to the villains.
Yeah, congratulations to them.
Seriously, you've got to say congratulations. Absolutely fantastic job Unai Emery's done. You're having a fantastic season. And if there are going to be three contenders for manager of the season, forget Pep Guardiola, forget blooming Jurgen Klopp, Rob Edwards at Luton, Gary O'Neill at Wolves, and Unai Emery at Villa.
Yeah, I'll go with that as well.
You know, you've got to say, great job, and all the best for the rest of the season. And we're safe anyway. We're going to still have a crack at maybe making Europe. If it doesn't quite happen, we've still done a lot better than most. A big summer ahead, though, for Gary O'Neill.
Yeah, he's done really well. I've enjoyed today, I really have. Don't like losing, but I've enjoyed it.
Yeah, absolutely. And it just goes to show in the summer they've got to make the most of it. They've got to give Gary O'Neill a new contract and a lot more money. And they've also got to make sure that they invest a little bit of money into this squad and give him a pre-season and see how we can go again next season. We've still got 9 games to go. Until the next one, from myself and Chris.
Always Wolves.
Always Wolves.
It's the 90th minute. All your mates around, you've got your McNugget share boxes ready to go. Your mates are already booked in for double dipping and you steal the last nugget, snatching all 3 points. Perfect. Order McDelivery now on the McDonald's app. You in? At participating restaurants, 18 plus serving times, delivery fee and terms apply. See mcdonalds.com.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
This podcast is proud to be part of the TalkSport Fan Network. TalkSport. Powered by fans.